Bibles, please, and let's go over to Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. Flow, okay, all right, praise God. I've just been commanded to flow. All right, now we're graduating two classes a year now. Am I right about that, Dean? All right. Two classes a year. And we want to get more than that, if the Lord say the same. Mark chapter 10. I won't say but a few words. By the way, we're going on a trip now this month. We're going to two places in Africa. In Nigeria, and also going to Abuja. And so, amen. And so we are asking you, as the Lord would speak to your heart, to help us in terms of paying for the part of the expenses for those trips. So we thank you for it. And we'd like to have it all paid for before we go. Praise God. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. It says here in Mark chapter 10 and verse 17, and when he was gone forth and away, there came one running to him and kneeling to him, asking him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why call me good? There's none good but one, and that's God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said, all these have I observed from my youth. And Jesus, beholding him, he loved him. He said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying. He went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, we've read that, and when you read this without revelation to it, in it, or about it, you might walk away and come away with some thinking that is not of God at all. Some people think that you can be too poor to give. Not so in the kingdom. That the Bible says over in Mark chapter 12, there was some people who were listening to Jesus preach, and in chapter 12 it says that there was a poor widow. And verse 42, and there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. Now you see what Jesus is doing here. When he does have the poor present, he's going to teach him. He's going to teach him how to break out of poverty. And a person is not poor because they don't have any money. A person is poor because they don't have any knowledge. That they can come into Christ and they can get a relationship with God, and through that relationship, they don't have to be poor anymore, because they don't have to go in to their own resources or go by their own name or look at their own salary and determine what they can do. Say amen to this. In fact, it says in Luke chapter 6 and verse 20, he says this, and he lifted up his eyes to his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. And what is he saying there? He's saying, because you're in the kingdom, you are blessed. And now all you have to do is work the system of the kingdom, and you can find out that poverty over your life can be broken. Now think about that. I mean, if poverty had such power to it, then I'd still have $200. But what I knew is I knew that from that $200, I was going to have to sow a seed, because I knew the way for me to increase was that I had to sow a seed. So once I did that, God could increase me. Now, I'm just saying that because sometimes people think, well, I don't have much. Well, you're in a place where when you don't have much, we can teach you how to have much, that you don't have to have much, much longer. Praise God. If just think about it like this. If God lacked poverty so much, why didn't he poor himself? Because poverty is a curse and it's designed to kill you. And if you're around people and you know these scriptures, you're not teaching them that, then you're adding to their poverty. God never wants people who are poor, poor. He wants them to break out of that. Poverty is a curse. It's just like sickness or disease or being depressed or whatever have you. God wants it off of you. And if you have been poor, you're not going to be poor anymore. We're going to get you out of that poverty and so forth. Now, don't run out when I start teaching this, because the devil will make you think you don't need to hear this. If you broke, you need to hear everything I've got to say. Say amen to that. God does not want you living from paycheck to paycheck. Amen. He wants you to pay somebody else a paycheck. Praise God. So what happened? This particular rich young ruler went his way because he thought that somehow man, God was asking him to go broke. And he knew he worked too hard for that. But God will not get anything, ask you to give anything without giving you something better. I said, God will never ask you to give something without giving you something better. Whenever God asks you to give anyway, he's about to affect your destiny. I'll say it again. Whenever God asks you to give anyway, he's about to affect your destiny. Here's what he said in verse 28. And Peter began to say to him, Lord, we've left all and followed you. Jesus answered, verily, 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 I say unto you, there is no man that's left house, brother and sister, father, mother, wife, children, for my sake in the gospel, but he shall receive what? 100-fold when? Now, in this time, brother, and so forth and so on. Now, what I'm saying is, God is your source. Say, God is my source. When God is your source, you act different. You act different. You can be cheerful all the time. I'm telling you, folks, when folks that money ain't right, they don't smile right. But when you know God is your source, you can just be smiling, just broke, you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing. But you know you can do something about it. Say amen to that. So I want to convince you in these times that you come here in 2015 that God is your source. Not only is he your source, he's going to supply every need that you've got. Say amen to that. Praise God. Don't forget that on internet you can also give. There's a way that you can give on internet as well, and we welcome your giving. We want to welcome back to our home church here Vicki Yoe, the world traveler, the worship, and praise and worship all over the world. Praise God.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are.